Jennifer Bray, I just want to ask you about the situation in Tara Mines, day two of a Labour court hearing on that. What's the latest that we know from that?
Yeah, so we know that there's a number of unions, SIPTU, Unite, Connect trade unions, meeting with management today. I know there were what was described as intensive talks. I think that some of the unions brought forward proposals that would see what they say could result in savings of anywhere between 70 million to 110 million. The hope, I think, is that that could enable Tara Mines to continue in operation up until the end of this year. To the best of my knowledge, they have a loan at the moment, which will see them through to August. Obviously, that's not a super long-term, it's not very reassuring for the 650 workers, first of all, but it's not a long-term solution. My understanding is the management did listen. People in the room got the impression that they were trying to come forward with positive suggestions themselves. They're going to take around 2 or 3 days, possibly up to next week, to come back with an official response to the suggestions put forward by the unions.
All right. Damien English, workers were to be temporarily laid off from July 14th. So would you be hopeful, even optimistic, that some resolution could be reached?
Yeah, there's two issues here. And apart from, we've always said it's not just the 650 workers in Tara Mines. Two other companies had to issue temporary layoffs last Friday as well, 180, 150 jobs in total.
Not to mention the knock-on effect of that in the locality.
And yeah, so we would believe this could affect 2,500-3,000 jobs in the locality. I mean, it's my hometown. I probably live on top of the mine at this stage, but it's a massive... it's a massive impact on the community and area and the whole lot of Navan. We worked with the government, worked with Tara Mines Management, and we met the unions with Simon Coveney last Thursday evening as well to discuss any option that you can put on the table to try to avoid laying off, even though it might be temporary, to laying off workers. Simon Coveney stressed as minister he would encourage the management of Tara and the Beleaguered group to try to keep their workforce together. And every effort will be made during this week. Management have agreed to listen to their proposals over the last 2 days. And management said they'll take a few days to work on them. I know that this company is losing a lot of money per week in relation to the mine. There has to be massive savings made across many areas, including energy. The bottom line is the price of zinc that dropped by nearly 40% in the last year. That's had a massive impact on this and has made it unviable to keep open as per management. They're confident, and I will share their confidence, that this, if it does go to care and maintenance, will be temporary. There's a bright future in the mine for many, many years ahead. It does mean more investment in Tara Deep, but hopefully we can keep the mine open to get to that stage and secure those jobs for many,
briefly,
many
Jed
years.
Nash,
yeah, I spoke to trade union colleagues this evening, and the proposals that were put by Connect Unite and SIPTU, I think, are very positive. And I know Minister Coveney has 7 suggestions were made, proposals were made to the Minister last week around various forms of financial support that would comply with state aid for the company. And that actually, if government could make an announcement on that over the next few days, that would give the company the confidence then to do the kinds of things that it needs to do to ensure that workers can be retained over the next difficult period of time. Like, Tara Mines workers and the unions have been very flexible over the years when the company has hit trading difficulties. I was astonished last week when the company decided to press the nuclear button and unilaterally decide to impose layoffs rather than even discuss short-time work, for example, for a period of time. What's missing actually here is the introduction, and I've been saying this for years, a form of a German Kurzarbeit type short-time working scheme where, for example, if a particular economic sector is finding it difficult, is experiencing trading difficulties, the alternative to laying people off would be the introduction of short time working schemes where, for example, the state would support wages up to the level of perhaps 80%, and for the period of not working, the obligation then would be on training and upskilling to make sure that the skills are retained. Because once manufacturing jobs especially are lost, they're lost forever, and those skills are required to be maintained in Navan, in Louth. Lots of people I represent work in Tara Mines. We all care about the organisation.
Right, Farv, just very briefly on that, because I want to get on to some cost of living issues and an emotion you had before the dawn today.
Yeah, of course. Look, I mean, obviously this unilateral decision by the company was completely unacceptable, and of course I can't even imagine the stress of the hundreds of people that are directly employed, and of course those then that know that they are will be impacted. Obviously we're aware that the unions have proposals in order to sustain the operation, and there is speculation that the government have some kind of scheme, and I do really hope that kind of a scheme is announced as soon as possible, if it is to come forward. Obviously hope that the management really engage with the unions, they look at every single option, because look, at the end of the day, what these families are going through at a time when we know the cost of living crisis is at a height, when we know that people have mortgage repayments, etc.
Anything's better than 650 job losses.